Kids sit down. If the kids want to come up the front this morning, the kids are going to be part of the service. So if you want to come and sit down here, they should be all right. They should be able to pay attention, I hope. Come and take a seat. Kids Holiday Club is coming up, as we've mentioned, this week, and just today as we open God's Word together and look at something from His Word, we're going to reflect a little bit on what's happening this week as we have the kids here with us and what they're learning, and just so that you guys here, as parents and as adults in the church, also know something of what these kids are going to be looking at this week. So that's what we're going to do this morning. One of the big things at Kids Holiday Club in a on an annual basis is the block game. Who's played the block game before? Oh, Lyndall's played the block game. Lots of you have played the block game. We're going to play a couple of rounds of the block game this morning to get us started. So I need three people, maybe some older kids first. I know Joel wants to do this, so Joel can come up. Michael, you want to come up? Who should it be? There's two rounds. Well, you can come up. Yeah, that's good. All right. Right. The block game. The idea of the block game, if you're not familiar with this very technical game, is you have a pile of blocks. The kids know what they're doing, so we might just go for it. But they've got to push the blocks over, and then as fast as they can, put the word together using all the letters that they have in front of them that we see on the screen behind us. Are you ready to do that, guys? Can you see? I might just move out of the way so you can see the word. The word is 1, 2, 3, forever. Go for it. Let's see what happens. Cheer your favourite on. Come on, there's favourites in this church, so... Joel's had some practice this week, so... Oh, come on, Michael. Very good. Hands up when you're finished. Oh... It's on another block. He's going to have to keep looking. It's tricky. I've given them a nice tricky one. It's intense. Well done. Very good. I can't see it, so I'll take for granted that they've got it. I could just say anything on the other side there, but well done. And Joel's nearly done. Keep practicing. Okay, we'll give up there, Joel. I think that's okay. This game could take, what, forever if we keep doing that. Okay, that's good. Well done. Okay. Next, we'll have a few more people. We better, I'll just leave them like that. Who cares? All right. You're right, Kelsey? You want to come up and do this one? Yep. You can come up. Yep. And, very good. Okay. Now, this one's a little easier, this word, okay? It uses every letter twice, okay? No, this is a little easier, so you ready? 1, 2, 3, home, okay. Let's put it together. Try and mix those letters up. Do you want to help your brother? You can help your brother. Everyone's lost their enthusiasm. Come on. Where's the cheering? Oh, look at that. Very good. Well done. Okay. We've got a winner and we're finished. You done yours? That's good. Well done. Home. Okay. Another round of applause for all our contestants. Well done. All right. You can sit down. Good job. So that's all this week, really. Just block game all week. Okay. But we're talking this morning about home. Okay. I always look forward to going home if I'm on holidays. Even after a long holiday, I look forward to getting home. I don't know if you drive home from Sydney or something. It's good to just know that you're going home. When I was at school, who looks forward to going home when you're at school? Yeah, I know. I used to watch the clock and we used to finish at 3 o'clock. It'd be 2:45, 2:46. Those minutes go for an hour, don't they? Those last few minutes of the day. But 3 o'clock, the bell rings and yay, we get to go home. And look forward to going home, wouldn't you? I do. I look forward to going home. Why is that? Why do we look forward to going home? Why do you look forward? Maybe a few people can help me. Why do you look forward to going home? Like basketball, that's cool, yeah. Naomi? Yep, that's right, yep. It's tiring, yep, that's cool, yep. Alex? Yeah, no more hard work, just can chill out at home. Who else? Chill, that's right, you can chill out. Play video games. One more, Kelsey? Sorry? You can play with your chickens. I've heard all about your chickens recently. They're pretty impressive, those chickens. Yeah, we can do all those things at home. There's lots of good stuff at home, isn't there? For me, it means my comfy bed and all my toys and food, hopefully food at home. Definitely food. That's right. All the good stuff about being home. Home is a good place. We look forward to getting home, don't we, when we're out and doing things? Well, the Bible verse that we are looking at this morning, and that kind of forms the content of the whole week of Kids Holiday Club, is all about looking forward to going home. It's a special kind of home, though. It's a different kind of home. And the Bible the Bible is talking in this verse about a promised home, a forever home. So I'm going to read a Bible verse to you from 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13. It's on the screen behind me. But in keeping with his promise, that's God's promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. This is a promise about a forever home, a new home that we will have one day. Now, what is it that we are looking forward to? Well, the verse tells us that there is going to be a new heaven and a new earth, that God is going to bring about a new world. Now, our little tiny little brains, we can't really understand that. We've got little tiny brains in our heads, and we can't understand all the details about how God's going to do that. How is he going to make a brand new heavens and a new earth? We just know that he will. We know for sure that he will do it. And how do we know for sure? Well, it says in that verse that what? He has promised. It's a promise that he has made. He made a promise a long, long time ago through the prophet Isaiah. If you look in the Bibles at Isaiah chapter 65, verse 17, he says this. God says, I will create a new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. This was a promise all the way back through the prophet Isaiah that God would make a new home, a new heavens and a new earth, which would be a forever home for his people, for us. Now, the next question is, what's it going to be like? If we go back to our verse there before, the 2 Peter chapter 3, what's it going to be like? It says that this home is going to be a place where, what? Righteousness dwells. Now, what on earth does that mean? Where righteousness dwells. Well, that means that our new home, our forever home, will be a place where everything is right. It'll be a perfect forever home where there are only good things, where there is nothing broken and no one will be sad and no one will be angry, no one will be selfish. The Bible says it's going to be a perfect place. And it says it in Isaiah, it says it in 2 Peter, it says it in Revelation chapter 21, lots of different places. So, a forever home where everything is perfect. That sounds pretty amazing, doesn't it? Maybe you're asking, how do you get to live in this perfect forever home? Well, let me ask you a question. You have to help me with this one. Who knows who lives in Buckingham Palace? Oh, does anyone know? Yell it out. The Queen, that's right. Yeah, the Queen of England. She lives in Buckingham Palace. It's her home. It's a pretty amazing home, but that's where she lived. Now, if I went to England, little old Michael went to England. Do you think I could just go and live in the Queen's house? Why not? Why not? She killed me. Oh. She doesn't. I don't know what she would do. She'd probably arrest me, or they might arrest me. But she doesn't know me, does she? The Queen doesn't know who I am. I don't know her. She might think I'm trying to steal her gold, but I just want to live in her home. But I'd probably get arrested if I tried to live in her home. But what if, think about this, what if I was her friend, her best friend? Do you think she'd let me live in her home then? Yeah, I reckon she would. I reckon she would let me live in her home, in that special home that she has. because I was her friend. Who's offering all these suggestions? Stop it. Well, it is the same. It's the same with our forever home. The Bible says that it's the same with our forever home, except instead of it being a queen, it's the king. See, this is the truth. Everyone who is friends with the king gets to live in this perfect forever home that God has promised us. Everyone who is friends with the king, and who's the king? Yeah, King Jesus, doing good at Sunday school. Everyone who is friends with King Jesus gets to live in the forever home that he has promised us. That's what the Bible tells us. Now, on our own, if we just think we can go into our forever home on our own, we're crazy. We can never do it on our own, but with Jesus we can. All we have to do, the Bible says, is trust him. We trust him as the one who died for our sins, and then everything that God has promised us, that promised forever home, is ours because of Jesus. So you know what? That's what we're going to be learning this week at Kids Holiday Club, all about the big promise that God has made to us. So what's that big promise? It's there on the screen behind me. It's, if you trust Jesus, you will live in a perfect world forever. Yes. So now we want to make sure that you all remember that, and if we've got some actions to help us remember that. Now, if you're coming to Kids Holiday Club, that means you're going to get a head start this morning on learning those actions. We're going to have some kids. Can I just, maybe you want to come up and help me demonstrate this? Who wants to come up and help me demonstrate this? Reuben, you've been so helpful this morning. Let's come up, okay? And one more person, anyone else? You can come up again, that's great, okay. There's some actions to this, and we're going to get you to practice it too, so pay attention, okay? I want a bit more engagement than there was so far this morning, okay? If you trust Jesus, ready? If, okay, and then you trust Jesus, you point to the person next to you. Sorry, hang on, start again. I got that wrong. Okay, start again. Just wipe your memory. Okay, start again. If, okay, you trust Jesus, arms out like a cross, and then you point, you will live in a perfect world, thumbs up, forever, and then this is the best bit, yes, okay, all right? It's easy. It's super easy. Now, you guys have to help us. We're going to help them learn that. Does that sound good? Yeah, we're going to teach it to the adults. All right. Remember your buzzwords? Invincibility. Come on, you've got to stand up. Let's get up out of your chairs. That's the whole point. Invincibility, stand up. That's right. If you can. Come on, everyone stand up, okay? We're going to practice the big promise. I want all the actions and everything so you can remember, okay? If you trust Jesus, you will live in a perfect world forever. And then, yes, very good. Oh, that's good. There were some people getting into that. Okay, lightning bolt. Shrink down. See, now this is what happens when you come late to church, right? You come late to church, and we've done this rehearsal business, and then you're like, what are they talking about? Lightning bolts and invincibility. That means you can sit down now. If you're still standing up now, that's probably pretty awkward. Okay, thank you very much. That's the big promise. Well done, guys. That's good. That's the big promise, really. That's what we're trying to teach these kids next week, and we pray that they will come to grasp that, not just as a truth, but as a heart truth. For them. Now, over those 4 days of Kids Holiday Club, we're going to see 4 reasons why we can trust that God really will keep his promise. So this morning, I want to share these with you, partly so that you know what they're being taught this week, but partly so that you can be encouraged by these truths as well. We'll just really quickly look at them. Why can we trust that God will fulfill his promise that he has made to us? The first reason is because nothing is impossible with God. Now, you might say, a perfect world... Yeah, right. There's no way anyone can make anything perfect like that, a perfect world. Even the best places aren't perfect. That's impossible. But the Bible tells us that nothing is impossible with God. So how do we know that truth? Well, you remember Abraham and Sarah? Remember that they had promised from God that they would have as many descendants as there were stars in the sky? But that was so old that there was no way they could ever have a baby. Sarah even laughed. She scoffed at the idea that she would have a baby. She was too old. It was impossible. But what happened? She had a baby. God gave her a baby. His name was Isaac. God fulfilled his promise. And so we can know, friends, that God will keep his promise because nothing is impossible with God, even things that seem impossible to us. The second reason is because God loves his people. You know, we might say sometimes people change their minds. So how do we know that God won't just change his mind and do something different or just give up on the promise? It's pretty hard to make a new heaven and a new earth. How do we know that God just won't be bothered? Well, do you remember the story in the Bible of the Exodus, God's special people, Israel? They became slaves in Egypt. And Pharaoh wouldn't let them go. Remember, Pharaoh just wouldn't let them go. All these plagues came and he still wouldn't let God's people go. But did God change his mind? No. Did God give up? No. He rescued his people. Why? Why did he rescue his people? Well, the Bible tells us that he rescued his people because he loved them. You know, later on in that story, it tells us that he calls his people his treasured possession, something so precious to him. It tells us that he kept his promise because he loves his people. And it's the same with us. We can know that God will keep his promise because he loves us so much. The third thing is that God never forgets his promise. You know, some people might say, well, when's this going to happen? It's taking a really long time. Has God forgotten his promise? And do you ever wonder that? Has God forgotten his promise? And yet God never forgets his promise. We read in the book of Isaiah a special promise. You might know this promise. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. When do we hear the words Emmanuel? What time of the year do we hear those words? Does anyone know the answer to that question? Emmanuel. When do we talk about that? Christmas, that's right. You know, that promise in Isaiah chapter 7, do you know how many years it took God to fulfill that promise? About 800 years. Is that a long time? 800 years. There's some people in here that are almost 800 years old, okay? 800 years is a really long time. Sometimes it takes longer than we think it should for God to fulfill his promises. But God never forgets. He won't give up. He won't forget his promise of giving us a perfect forever home. And the last thing is that nothing can stop God's promise. You might say, oh, hang on. What about death? You know, how can we live in a perfect forever home if we die? It's all over when we die, isn't it? Well, you know what? That's what Thomas thought. Do you know Thomas in the Bible, in the New Testament, one of Jesus' disciples? After Jesus died, he was so sad. He was so disappointed. And then his friends told him that Jesus had been raised from the dead. He just would not believe them. But when he saw Jesus alive, he realized something. He realized that nothing, not even death, can stop God's promises. And so, friends, not even death will stop God from giving us a perfect forever home, just like he has promised. So what was the big promise? Do you remember? You want to say it with me again? If you trust Jesus, you will live in a perfect world forever.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. We can trust God to fulfill this promise because nothing is impossible with God, because he loves us, he doesn't forget his promises, and nothing can stop him from doing what he has said he's going to do. So we look forward to our perfect, our forever home. But you know what? Our perfect forever home is not just something we look forward to. It also changes the way we live right now. It's pretty crazy, but it changes how we live even now. And just as we finished this morning, I want to tell you about two ways that our perfect forever home changes the way we live right now. The first thing is, we don't get too attached to our now homes. You know, the problem is sometimes we get so attached to our now homes and we forget about our forever homes. We get so caught up in our here homes that we forget about our there homes. We start to think that we live in a perfect world already. You know, Brisbane's pretty good. It's rained like once in the last 2 months. It's amazing. The sun is shining all the time in Brisbane. We have all that we think we need. I've got my comfy bed. I've got some great toys. I've got a basketball ring. I've got all the great things that I want. Lots of cool stuff. Life is good. But things aren't really perfect, are they? Not really. Our world is not actually a place where, as the verse said before, righteousness dwells. There's actually injustice. Things aren't right. There's pain and sadness and bad things, lots of difficult things. And if you're a Christian, if you trust Jesus, you have something so much better to look forward to. And the danger is that we can get so attached to our here homes, our now homes, our lives now, and all the stuff that we have, and we forget about our forever homes and that they're going to be so much better than anything we have now. Now, you know what, kids? Sometimes I hear kids say, my kids have said this sometimes, I hope that some of my favorite toys will be in heaven. I hope that my basketball hoop or my Xbox or my Lego or that fidget spinner thing that I just love so much, whatever it is, I hope it's in heaven. That's okay to have favorite toys. That's a good thing, you know. But I want to tell you something. It's really important that we remember this. Even the best toys you have, if it's an Xbox or a cubby house or Lego, whatever it is, all of it is going to be nothing compared to the super amazing things and wonderful things that God has ready for us in our perfect forever home. That's what the Bible says. You know what, kids? I reckon you can help mums and dads remember that too. We sometimes forget as mums and dads. We have the house and the car and the boat and the shed and the success and the trophies and all those things that we have in the here not life, the now life. And as good as those things are, we need to remember, don't we, that they've got nothing on what life is going to be like in our forever home. And so that's the first thing, the way it changes us. We don't get too attached to our now homes. It's really important that we remember that. The second thing is that we live righteous lives. You know, one of the ways we can show how much we are looking forward to our forever home is by living righteous lives, godly lives. Now, Peter is talking in this verse that we looked at this morning about the day when God finishes up this world and brings the new world, the new heavens, the new earth, the new home. And Peter, in some of the verses around this verse that we've looked at this morning, Peter tells us that while we are waiting, while we're waiting for our forever homes, we should live lives that he says are holy and godly and spotless and blameless. That's some big words. Holy and godly and spotless and blameless. Because you know what? In our forever home, we'll have perfect lives. We're going to obey God. We'll always be holy and godly and spotless and blameless. And what Peter is saying, as he says, we should live lives like that now, is that, well, since we're going to be like that one day, why don't you start living that way now? Now imagine you're moving house. Who's moved house before? I've moved house a few times. Yep. One of the things you do when you move house is you have a big cleanup, a clean out, or you should at least, you know. You discover all this junk that you didn't realize you had that's been hiding in some garage or cupboard or shed or something like that. And when you move house, you chuck a lot of it out. You don't need a lot of that stuff anymore. You keep everything that you need for your new home and you chuck out everything that you don't need in your new home. And it's the same with us now, isn't it? It's like we're moving house. So we need to keep all the stuff that we're going to use in our forever home. We keep kindness. We keep joy. We keep love. We keep patience. We keep trust. We keep purity. We keep all those things that are godly and holy and spotless and blameless. That's good stuff to take with us to our forever home. But we chuck out all the junk that we don't need. We chuck out all the anger. We don't need that anymore. We chuck out telling lies or getting revenge or being mean to people. We chuck all that stuff out because it's of no use in our forever home. We get rid of it now. It makes sense to start living now like we're going to live in our forever home. And that's Peter's exhortation to us this morning from his word, from God's word. And so, friends, the big promise is if you trust Jesus, you will live in a perfect world forever. And grasping this reality prevents us from being too attached to this life and the things that are in it. It challenges us to live lives that reflect the kind of lives that we are going to have one day. If you trust Jesus, you will live in a perfect world forever. We're expecting this week and praying so hard that some of these kids who are coming along and some of the kids from our community who are coming along this week will grasp the truth and the beauty of this promise. We really are praying for that. We're going to pray for that as our service finishes this morning. But I want to ask this morning, what about you? Are you looking forward to your forever home? I know it's so hard sometimes to get beyond today and tomorrow, let alone to forever. But are you looking forward to your forever home? I pray that you are, and that looking forward to your forever home is shaping the way that you live even now. Hey guys, we're going to pray and then we're going to sing a song. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for that great promise that all who trust in Jesus will live in a perfect world forever. We ask that you would help us to hold on to that promise, to look forward to our forever home, and to live lives that are shaped by that promise even now. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.